You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Wednesday, July 8th. It is week 113. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And we are Destiny Pizzas. We viewed and now we're going to review some stuff for you. So let's get into it. Let's talk about some movies we viewed.
All right. I saw a few movies. One of them was Cinderella, the live action version.
Did you get to watch the Frozen short?
I did not watch the Frozen short.
That's the most. That's what I really wanted.
I meant to watch that after I watched the movie, because I was like, oh, the Frozen short came with this movie, and then I did not end up doing it.
Oh, man.
And I forgot till just now, so I should probably go watch that. But I just saw the movie, and basically, it's this same old basic Cinderella story, except they give you a little background before on when she was, like, a kid and with her parents, because they don't really... Like her first parents?
Yeah, her real parents,
yeah.
Because she...
Like, with her mom and her dad.
And then later her dad remarried and then he dies or something, right?
Yes.
Or is he just like a wimp?
No, that's what happens. But, yeah, but it starts you a little bit early on that, where I think the cartoon just goes, like, right into, like, her no one's there and stepmother and step. But so they go a little more to that. But it's the same basic story. And then Robb Stark is the prince in it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like
yeah.
Robb Stark!
What a beautiful image, more than original.
Yeah, I was like, this is kind of funny, because it's like, because that's kind of Game of Thrones. He's like the prince character.
Yeah,
and then he's like, now he's like the actual prince in Cinderella, which is funny. So it was good. It's just pretty much that story. So it's like, it's what you want. I kind of miss singing. There's no singing.
No music at all in this?
No, and like there's no singing. It's not like a musical.
I think Beauty and the Beast is a musical.
Yeah, I think so too. It's more on like the Maleficent side of where they don't alter the story in the way Maleficent does, but it's like that same type of thing. There's no singing in it. It's just the story. But yeah, Beauty and the Beast, I'm pretty sure that one is a musical.
Yeah, because I think I saw a picture from like on set and they're saying like they're recording like Be Our Guest.
Yeah, that day. Yeah. And I think Emma Watson was like making comments like, oh, I get to sing Be Our Guest or whatever. Yeah, so it was good. I kind of missed music. I'm not like a huge musical person either, but I was kind of missing some songs.
I think it's
like songs in there.
Major part of our childhood.
Yeah, I think that's why too. It's like all the Disney stuff without music. It's kind of just changes it a lot. Yeah,
like to me, it's so iconic. Like Disney music is so iconic.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the Disney aspect of the music. It's so iconic there. But it was good. It's well made.
What would you rate it?
Probably like a 5. Okay. That's good. It's like it's what you're gonna you're not gonna be surprised by the movie. It's what you expect out of the movie, pretty much. Nice. I would say.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna jump in my movie. 7 minutes. I watched this movie 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most famous person in there. I think it's Josh Brolin. Not Josh Brolin. Sorry. Josh Ritter. Way different.
Yes.
Josh Ritter, who is the voice of Dipper in Gravity Falls. But this movie is very much not like that. It's about a robbery. It's two brothers and a guy from high school, and they need to rob this place, and they only have, 7 minutes to rob it. But, as things happen, the movie starts out with them driving to this mortgage center or whatever. It's in a small town in Washington, and then that's where they start the movie, and then they kind of explore characters' pasts through that. So the bank robbery is happening the whole movie, and then you offshoot into different characters' pasts, and then you see how it all merges together, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie ends. I really liked it. It's no Dope or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought it was a pretty creative way to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I like bank robbery movies.
Yeah, me too.
Robbery and organized crime movies.
Yeah.
Like The Inside Man, I thought was such a great movie.
Yeah. I'm a fan of those heist crime movies too.
And It was just like it was a really interesting way to tell a movie or to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminded me of like an old like Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs. That's where they all team up. And
Yeah, like you see everything go wrong, and then you see what led up to that point for each character. So yeah, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
But I think this is like much more independent.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
What would you rate it?
Probably like a 6.
Okay.
Like I enjoyed it, but I probably wouldn't go out and like watch it again.
Yeah. It's just like solid.
Maybe, but I think if I told someone, I was like, hey, like if you, like, I know that you're into it.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, let's watch this. I'll watch it again.
Okay, cool. And then I saw another movie called Woman in Gold with Ryan Reynolds and, what was it? I forgot the actress's name. She's really big, but.
Yeah. Wasn't she in like Red or something?
Yeah. She's really big. It's a big name. I forgot her name.
I'll look it up while you talk.
Yeah. So the story, it starts off with a funeral, and you find out that, actually, does it start with the flashback first?
Helen Mirren,
there you go.
Oh, and Daniel Brühl.
Yeah, Daniel Brühl's
in. And Katie Holmes?
Yes.
Wow, so many people in this movie.
Yeah. So, this basic story is that, Helen Mirren's sister dies, and Ryan Reynolds, his grandfather knew their family, and their family is from Austria in the 1940s, 1930s, 1940s. And so the funeral brings them together, and then Helen Mirren contacts Ryan Reynolds because he's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's saying, oh, my sister, like one of the things she wanted to do in her lifetime was get their paintings back, because they're Jews in Austria during the 40s. Nazis came in there.
What?
The Nazis came into Austria. I know, it's a weird thing. But, so...
like, the first thing that happened.
I know. Because
before, like...
Exactly. That was, like, the first place they invaded.
And, like, people were like, okay.
It's like, oh, okay, and the Germans there, whatever.
Makes sense.
Like, one German Hitler's, for Hitler's Austrian, you know? He's like, I want my place back.
Yeah.
So they stole paintings from there, and what happens was the painting went to the Nazis, and then they during all that they reallocated the paintings to wherever, and the big one is this painting that they call Woman in Gold, and they gave it back to the Austrian museum there, and they had to like hide things about the painting because it was a self-portrait of Helen Mirren's aunt in the movie, and they had to hide that like it was a Jewish person in the painting and stuff, so they like hide the history of it and everything. And so the whole thing is that she's trying to get the paintings back, and through all the courts, so they go to Austria and try to fight the case of because they I think they just passed a law on something,
saying like all these things,
restitution.
If you could prove that it was yours before the war, like the governments will pay to give you
so there was a bunch of like.
That's a big reason why Turkey won't admit to the genocide in Armenian genocide is because they would have to pay restitution to all these people.
Yeah, so it's like a bunch of politics and all that. So what happened there? Like they didn't expect. Like that's one of their most famous paintings they had.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to give it up. So it was like it was really on the government to decide. So they basically deny her, and then it's a bunch of them going back and forth of figuring it out, and then it's just a bunch of court process too, and then it also flashes back to the 1940s, like when the Nazis so this is like came
right
in
up
there.
Your alley, like law.
Yeah, it's got politics, law, politics, and, like, Nazis. This is my movie. I didn't even know really what it was about, but then I watched it and I was like, "This is my kind of movie." And like the whole connection with like Ryan Reynolds, his family's from Austria, but he'd never been there or anything, so it's all like
him getting this takes place, like where were they in the beginning of the movie? Like in America or something?
Yeah, they're in LA, Los Angeles. Okay. That's where it starts. And then, because what happens is she ends up, they do a flashback where she's in Nazi Germany, and it's
in
right.
In the flashback, is it still Helen Mirren?
No, it's a different actress. But because this takes place in late 90s, I think. Or like that's where the movie starts in 98.
Oh, so you get to see like him like do... Is there any like investigation thing where he has to use like an old computer or something?
No, I don't. Well,
oh, that's disappointing.
I can't remember. He has to use a computer. I'm not really sure. I can't remember.
It's like
that
a microfiche.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, it starts in the 90s. But then it'll flash back to the 40s. So like they're showing a thing where she's her wedding, she's getting married, and then they talk about, oh, how the Nazis are coming in. It's like the one dude's brother's like, you should get out of here. And then they say, no, we'll be fine. And then the Nazis come in and they're like, we should have gotten out of here. And then she, Helen Mirren's character, she's not Helen Mirren in the scene, but she's able to escape, but she gets to leave her family behind and everything.
Oh, how horrible.
And it's just like, and they like,
Did they do what Nazis did?
And it was just like, so, I mean, it was like a very emotional too, because it was like all that stuff and then trying to escape and everything. And it was just pretty crazy. But I really dug this movie. It was really good.
What did you rate it?
Probably like 6.5.
Okay.
It was really good. It was solid.
Let's move on to TV. I started watching Sense8. Brian.
Mm-hmm.
He saw it, and then we were talking about it yesterday. He said he binge-watched it twice. Like, he binge-watched it once, and then he's like, I'm going to binge-watch it again.
Jesus.
But I guess the first time after he binge-watched it, he decided to tell 8 people to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were some of those 8 people.
Yes. I did not start watching it yet.
But... yeah, I started watching it. It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, the only bad thing about it is since there's, like, 8 main characters.
Yeah.
It jumps around, like, crazy over the process.
That's probably why I watched it twice, so you can keep straight.
Yeah. So
it's kind of like Game of Thrones. You're like, who's the main character?
Yeah.
You got to focus on
some people. Like that.
Like originally, and then once you get into it, you know everything. So.
Yeah, I think as the show went on, they knew how to do it better.
Yeah.
Where like, we don't have to show all 8 characters every episode.
Oh, is that what they would do?
In the first episode?
I guess the first episode you want to do.
In the first episode, they showed all 8 characters,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Second episode, I only lasted 2/3 of the episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, Inglourious Basterds is on Netflix.
Yeah.
I want to watch that instead. Man, that movie holds up like crazy.
It's so great still.
But
Is this an hour long show or how long is it?
Yeah, it's an hour long show, and I think there's 13 episodes.
Okay.
So it's like kind of crazy. And there's like a crazy sex scene in the first episode that I don't think I'd ever see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is you probably don't even like see most of the stuff in movies. TV's even more like show more on I think on Netflix type stuff.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that on, like, a Netflix show.
Yeah. Yeah, the Netflix show keep pushing the edge to, like...
like, this was pretty...
cool.
It's in the first episode, like, I think within the first 30 minutes you see it, and you're like, whoa, like, this is...
mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's... like, there is really no getting away with anything, because there's no regulation, really, it seems.
Yeah, except in Chicago, where now you have to pay a sales tax, a digital entertainment tax
on
Netflix.
Oh, really?
It's like 9% or something. But yeah, so I started watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I might finish it this week.
Okay.
Just so I can talk about it next week.
Cool. I think I'll start watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it seems interesting. And then what I talked about last week, the hot dog eating contest occurred on 4th of July, as it does every year. Big shocker, Joey Chestnut dethroned.
That's crazy.
Matt Stoney, 23-year-old. They're both from San Jose, California.
That's so weird.
Enough.
What's in the water?
I don't know. It's got some eaten juice.
Yeah.
But he ate, I think he ate 62 hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
Which is
in
ridiculous.
Like 12 minutes?
I think they lowered it to 10.
Oh, my God.
So it's even more disgusting because it's quicker.
That's like one hot dog every 10 seconds. It's more than one hot dog every 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But he's 23. He dethroned him.
Do you think Joey Chestnut's like, I've peaked?
I think so. I mean,
he's not young anymore, Joey Chestnut.
He's like 30-something. So he's not... he's like 23 is a young man's game, I guess.
Yeah. Like, that dude probably just like smoked a bunch of weed.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
So great.
And he's a small dude, too.
Crazy.
So.
Do you think there's any time ever in your life where you'll eat 62 hot dogs in a day?
Never. Not even close. I would never do that. It's hard to even watch.
Four like dollar burgers once in high school.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, I think like double. Yeah, double like McDonald's. They had like dollar double hamburgers or whatever.
And
ate
like,
four of those things. That's just disgusting. It's terrible. Bad life choices. It's really like...
There's only four.
I know. It's so easy to eat them quickly, but then you just feel terrible. You're like, why? it's like they're so small, but then you're like, no, they're not small.
Yeah.
So it's like ridiculous.
Oh, man.
But yeah, because they got to eat. They get the hot dogs and the buns. And the buns. And then they got to dip it in water and
lemonade or whatever they
choose. Whatever they want. So it's just...
So what you should choose in that situation is like something super acidic, like lemonade or Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
just to crush it. Because even if you dump it in, like it'll break it down faster.
Yeah, just to crush it down.
So that's that much weight you don't have to eat
a
hot dog.
Exactly. But I just still don't know why it's a thing, but it's pretty intense. And it's...
Because now did they separate the genders?
Yeah, they separated the genders. Now there's a... Because they were always losing, so... They have a female competition.
But then
I don't know
female,
what happened
like,
with that.
She does really like, isn't it like the,
the
Black Widow or something?
Yeah, she like, always got like fourth or fifth in the men
in the men.
So
yeah,
so I'm glad that you get some recognition because it's just like because even in this contest, so Stoney had 62, Chestnut had like 59.
Oh jeez,
and then the third place had like 36. So he's way back behind.
There's always like that one guy who just like eats one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could eat more than one hot dog.
Yeah, they literally, like, because I think you enter a pre-competition.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I'm here. It's like, I'm not going to win, so why? Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to chill. And
like this one,
I'm at the competition.
I remember one of the years I watched, there's one guy who's vegetarian.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the only time he'd eat a regular
so
hot dog is he would eat it on 4th of July.
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever qualifications, I guess he'd probably need to eat meat.
Yeah.
I assume. But
I assume so. I don't think they... I'm sure they don't like
I bet you he probably feels the worst out of everyone. Because he's just like, my body is not meant to digest meat.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how you like physically do that. Because I assume you need... I wonder if there's like any preparation, or it's like literally vegetarian all the time, then meat for just competitions.
Yeah.
But,
so, yeah.
Yeah. So I always watch it on 4th of July tradition, so...
Yeah, I didn't watch it this year for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah?
I saw it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I really only watched it. It's on for like an hour. I think it's 9 or... 10 or something.
No Kobayashi in the stands being like, I want to fight.
No. But
I assume he's like banned from that area.
I think so. I don't think they just let him anywhere. But I wonder if this will start another run because the last two started like 6-0, 7-0 runs for the other guys. So.
Nice.
We shall see.
Now on to video games. I played Goat Simulator for the Xbox One. I had it on my phone already, so I bought it on Xbox One. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a dead mouse character in there, and you can, if you like not hit him over, you get the mask.
It's like it goes called on dead your goat.
Yeah. And like his special power is he plays like music when you press like, you can press like a button.
Yeah.
Like a special ability button. And just
does it play
music.
Dead mouse music or?
No, like, it just plays like weird like techno music. Like what techno music used to sound like when I was a kid.
Cool.
So yeah, that was interesting. And then I forgot I played this other game that was an app called Her Story, and I read about it a bunch. And it's like you're in the 90s or something, and it's a murder, but the way, like, they have video clips of the whole interrogation, and the whole game just takes place on this computer. You're not doing anything else. And I guess each of her statements is a clip. And there's like 270 clips altogether. And it's over the course of like 4 different interrogation days. And each of them are transcribed so you can search based on words.
Mm-hmm.
So you can type like murder. So every clip that she says murder in will appear. But if it's more than 5, you only get to see the first 5. So you can add multiple words and stuff. And you have to try to figure out what happens. But there's no ending or anything. It's just like for your own satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So that was pretty fun. Huh. I found out what happened. Really interesting story. It was weird. You have to like, watch and like listen and stuff. Use my brain power.
Pay attention.
I mean, you can also just watch a YouTube video. It also explains it in like 10 minutes, the whole story.
Yeah.
So
that's no fun.
Yeah, it's no fun. But yeah, I think it was like $5. That's what a lot of people didn't like. But I thought it was pretty great, like, way to figure, like, make a new game. So different than everything else. It seemed very appropriate for like the whole serial and everything, like world, post serial world.
Mm-hmm.
On to the discussion. Our discussion is what movie to you represents the American dream? Let's go to Twitter. Edwin says, I got two movies that epitomize the American dream. Both have Eddie Murphy in it. Trading Places and Coming to America. Now,
I've seen Coming to America. I haven't seen Trading Places.
Trading Places with, I think it was with Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. I did Coming to America.
No, never mind. It's Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. I'm thinking of Moving, I think, is Richard Pryor and someone else. Mm-hmm. And they, like, take the stairs and everything. I love that movie. But, I think I've seen Trading Places a long time ago. Yeah, Coming to America is a good one.
It's good, yeah. Because he's like a African like prince king. Or yeah, and king he's looking
for a person to marry.
Yeah, and then he comes to a city and then he has to he work at like
Queens.
The fake McDonald's where it's like not the Golden Arches. It's like a totally copyrighted of McDonald's or whatever. But then he's just trying to find a normal person
to marry.
To marry, yeah.
That reminds me a lot of like The Dictator.
The Dictator? Yeah, it is like that.
The Dictator totally ripped that off.
I think they did.
To me, a lot of the movies that represent the American dream are like mobster movies or crime mm-hmm. movies, like Scarface. Like Scarface is the American dream. Like mm-hmm. Cuban dude brought over here for like the Bay of Pigs, failed, so they lock him up in America. And, like, this is a way you can get out is if you murder this guy. And then he just goes on and builds like a drug empire. Blow, that's another good American dream mm-hmm. movie. It's about a cocaine dealer. That's a true story. Like those movies. To me, like Godfather.
Yeah.
Casino. Usually they're all tragedies. I find the American dream very tragic.
I'll go more optimistic in mine. I'd go The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith, where he just has to work real hard.
How about The Wolf of Wall Street? And I think that's a very American dream. He comes to New York.
It is, but it's, yeah.
Again, very tragic.
More grim.
That's less tragic, though.
I mean, it worked out for who are you? Whose perspective? From his perspective, not really, because yeah, it's not tragic for him. Because
I mean, he's doing okay.
He ended up still having a bunch of money.
Yeah, and like he didn't die from like drug overdose.
Yeah.
So there, yeah. But yeah,
and that's the highlight of Jaden Smith's acting career too, I think.
Yeah.
Was Pursuit of Happiness.
I don't know. I find that scene where like they're sleeping in the bathroom like so tragic.
Yeah. That movie is really sad.
Yeah.
It is like it's hard to watch. I want to watch more Will Smith like that. Do a good movie like that, Will Smith.
Yeah, not like After Earth.
Stop doing these weird movies. Just do some movie where you're sad. I think you're good at that.
I'm trying to think of other movies. Yeah, mine, all that come to mind are, like, crime movies. What about, like, Shanghai Noon? That's a pretty American Dream movie. Jackie Chan. Chinese dude.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Hour? That's another American Dream.
Historically, it would happen that way, but...
No.
That's okay.
And it's the Asian Explosion Act. really got in the way of that.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about the railroad and stuff.
Yeah. Wild Wild West. Django Unchained.
Oh.
That's an American Dream movie.
That's good.
There you go. Django Unchained. Forget all the crime movies I was talking about earlier. It's like a story of a slave who gets his freedom and murders a bunch of slave owners.
Yeah.
That's the American Dream. Literally murdering the man.
Yes, indeed.
Next week's discussion topic is your dream Comic-Con announcement. This could be anything. It could be like, you could go reasonable. It could be like, we're making another Twilight movie.
Yes!
For my own sake, I hope no one says that. It's their dream Comic-Con announcement. But it could also, what we were joking about earlier, was like, Obama comes out in Hall H, comes on stage, and he's like, we have made contact with aliens. I think that would be a great Comic-Con announcement. We don't have, like, Osama bin Laden's dead, so it couldn't be like, we've killed Osama bin Laden. Yeah, I think Comic-Con would be a great place to say that. Actually, probably not, but
But
I think aliens at Comic-Con would be like perfect.
Since it's coming from a Comic-Con place, would they think he's joking, or would they like?
They're like, wow, what studio paid Obama? Like,
yeah, who's giving him this much money?
Like, is this some weird viral marketing for Independence Day too?
Yeah, what is going on here?
He's like, no, I'm serious.
No, really.
We made contact with aliens, and I need your minds to come up with what we should do. So, yeah, that would be pretty great.
Yeah. Be insane.
But, yeah, find out next week.
What announcement do you want? And we'll tell you ours.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a remake of a classic. Yeah, they're finally remaking Casablanca.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Come back tomorrow. Thursday for This Week in Movies in the Know. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.